Ready? We ready to go?
Yes, sir.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, we only have two more shots after this. I trust that you have been gleaning from chapter number 5, because chapter number 5 is a very extensive chapter that's dedicated to how to distinguish and discern and judge prophecy. And so without it, we would have a lot of abuse still in the church. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
So since we're up on the apostolic government and apostolic teaching, it is imperative that we'll finish hopefully the rest of that chapter tonight, and then we'll start with chapter 9, 10, and hopefully cover chapters 11 and 12. Before the end of this session. So let us begin. Father, we're so thankful for our apostle. I thank you for him being in our midst on last Thursday and Friday, imparting unto us his wisdom. I also thank you for the special session that he did on Sunday morning and Sunday evening to help further advance us into this apostolic government. So Holy Spirit, help us tonight. Help us to know the things we should know, believe the things we should believe, and walk in the things we should walk in. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, what's chapter number 5, sir? I won't know the title. Somebody tell me the title. You stick right there, because you're going to lose your spot. I know it talks about this. Yes, distinguishing, discerning, and judging in the realm of prophecy. I wanted to prelude that before I just jumped in teaching. That's what we're talking about. Distinguishing, discerning, and judging in the realm of prophecy. One of the things I want to start off saying here, one of the reasons why we don't see so much government is because people like chaos. But in the we have to get back to, in Bible days, all prophecy got to be judged. So never forget that. Let's start. Begin.
7 ways to judge and discern prophetic revelation.
There are 7 ways to discern and judge prophetic revelation.
1, judging the source of prophecy.
Number 1, you got to judge the source of the prophecy.
Where it is coming from.
Where it is coming from.
The distinct qualification of one.
The distinct qualifications of one.
Who would prophesy.
Who would prophesy.
Is that he must receive a word directly from God.
Is that he must receive a word directly from God.
Into his spirit.
Into his spirit.
This factor distinguishes him from the false prophet.
This factor alone distinguishes him from the false prophet.
Who speaks out in his imagination.
Who speaks out of his imagination, his mind, his will, and his intellect. Go ahead.
R-O-E-H or R-A-H, which both are derived from the word seer.
There are 2 words in the Hebrew derived for the word seer.
Means to look.
It means to look.
At or.
At or.
To behold intently.
Or to behold intently. Now, are you starting at the place where we stopped?
That's what she said, D. That's what she
said. Okay. I just want to make sure.
This word describes the seeing.
This word describes the seeing.
Perceiving or receiving of God's message.
The seeing or perceiving of God's message.
This ability to receive marks out.
This ability to receive marks out.
The true prophet from the false.
The true prophet from the false prophet.
Scripture teaches us that prophetic word.
The scripture teaches us that the prophetic word.
Could possibly come from 3 major sources.
Can possibly come from 3 major sources. Number 1, go ahead.
The Holy Spirit.
Number 1 is through the Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit is the only source of a true prophetic
Now,
word.
The Holy Spirit, notice what the author said, is the only true source of a prophetic word. Mm-hmm. So in other words, when we're telling somebody, thus said the Lord,
yes.
We better make sure it is thus says the Lord.
Yes, sir.
And not thus says Ron, or thus says somebody else, because you're going to be in trouble. Are you listening? You can't have anybody just prophesying over you.
Amen.
You're going to see that later. Number 1, the Holy Spirit.
Okay. The Holy Spirit moved these prophets.
the Holy Spirit moved these prophets.
The Greek word for moved is?
The Greek word for moved is?
Pharaoh.
Pharaoh.
Meaning to be born alone.
It means to be born alone.
Or to be driven alone
by wind. Or to be driven alone by wind.
Through the human spirit.
Through the human spirit.
These are the ones speaking out of their own heart.
These are the ones who speak out of their own heart. That word heart means mind. Go ahead.
When our mind, which is the place of expression of our human spirit,
is
set upon the Holy Spirit. The thoughts communicated. Are often filtered from evil and demonic.
Notice that evil and demonic influence. Go ahead.
When our human spirit
and minds
are acting independently of the Holy Spirit.
Notice they are acting independently of the Holy Spirit.
Revelation and inspiration. Then the prophetic word
should be discarded. Did you get that? Anybody that's speaking outside of the Spirit, you got to let it go.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
It is contaminated. By another source.
Notice that it is contaminated by another source. Normally, it is a deceiving and a lying spirit. See, that's why you got to be careful, all these people who got a word for you.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
You know, they have meetings where people be in church all night long with a man standing up there just giving word after word after word. You got to watch. Sometimes there's abusive gifts.
Yes,
go ahead.
Through the evil spirit. The source in this instance.
Is a demonic spirit.
As long as the human spirit within the believer.
Is in a flowing relationship.
With the Holy Spirit. And his mind is continually set upon. The ways and the workings of the Holy Spirit. Then there's adequate safety for the believer. That's why you can follow an Apostle Thompson.
Amen.
He has a proven track record.
Yes,
the Bible says prove all things. You don't just want to follow no anybody. You want to follow somebody got a track record. Are you listening? I'll put it another way, Dr. Walker, results.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Don't come telling me about all that. You can talk yang. Results.
Amen. Yes, sir.
All right? Results. That's what we should be after. Results. Okay, go ahead.
A passive mind is Satan's door of entrance.
A passive mind is Satan's door of entrance.
To influencing the believer.
To say and do the desires of the evil one. Now stop right there, because see, a lot of people don't think this can happen. But when Jesus told Peter and them he was gonna die, because Jesus knew his purpose.
Yes, sir.
All right, he knew that he had to go to that cross. And when he started telling those apostles he was going to the cross, Peter said, far it be from you. All right. And Jesus stopped and rebuked him and said, get thee behind me, Satan. Now, he didn't call Peter Satan. He recognized that Peter allowed a lying and demonic spirit to have influence over his mind, which made him say somebody's mouth. That had to be checked. Thank you for your enthusiasm.
Yes,
that's just one example.
Yes,
are you listening?
Yes,
okay, go ahead.
Judging the content of prophecy. What is it saying or implying?
What is that prophecy saying and what is that prophecy implying?
We must learn to judge the actual content of the
message. Notice this. The actual content of the message.
Is it in line with Scripture?
Is that message in line with Scripture?
The prophetic word must be examined carefully. In the light of Scripture.
The canon of Scripture is the foundation for all prophecy.
Yes, sir.
It got to line up with the Word. Go ahead.
The prophetic word must be tested or proved.
On the basis of whether it conforms.
In content with the principles and precepts.
Okay. With the principles and precepts
of the written word of God.
Of the written word of God.
Does it line up with the testimony of Jesus?
All right. Does that prophecy line up with the testimony of Jesus?
All that Jesus himself testifies.
All that Jesus himself testifies.
Is presently testifying through.
Is presently testifying through.
The Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit.
And through his messengers.
And through his messengers.
Form important criteria for judging prophecy.
Forms important criteria as a basis for judging prophecy.
A right word at the right time.
A right word at the right time.
Brings the grace of God.
Brings the grace of God.
Prophecies should help confirm.
Prophecies should help confirm.
And establish what Jesus is saying to the church presently.
Prophecies should help establish and confirm what the Lord Jesus Christ is saying to his church right now, presently. Go ahead.
Does the prophetic word uphold other scriptures?
Does the prophetic word given uphold or is in line with other scripture?
And is it in balance with the whole counsel of God?
And is it in balance? Notice that word. Never forget this. Mm-hmm. See, this ain't the shouting class.
Amen.
Never forget this.
Yes, sir.
Is it in context with the whole counsel of God's word?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I told y'all before, all preaching is prophecy.
Mm-hmm.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
So the message of grace can be taken out of context if it doesn't consider the whole content of God's counseled word.
Yes, sir.
Grace has never been and will never be a license to sin.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Grace is an empowerment and an enablement that, watch, I'm going to make a statement, that will cause you not to want to sin.
Amen.
See, the church has been good at the law. You understand?
Yes.
Taking stuff away.
Yes, sir.
Saying don't do. And the scriptures teach that the strength of sin is the law.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
That's okay.
Yes,
you might not like it.
Yes, sir.
You might not like it, but that's what the strength is. Are you listening? You can't keep it.
Right.
You need grace.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
And grace will enable you because it teaches you. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Okay, go ahead, sir.
Every prophetic word must be measured.
Every prophetic word must be measured.
With the whole counsel of God.
With the whole counsel of God.
So that it can be wisely communicated.
So that it can be what? Wisely communicated.
All that the Spirit is saying.
All that the Spirit is saying.
Is established in the word.
Is established in the word. All that the Spirit is saying is established in the word because the word and the Spirit, they agree.
Yes.
Okay.
All that the word is.
All that the word is.
Revealing is confirmed by the Spirit.
All that the word is saying or revealing is always confirmed by the Holy Spirit.
The Spirit and the word agree.
The Spirit and the word, they agree.
The Spirit confirms the word.
The Spirit confirms the word.
While the word opposes the Spirit's actions.
While the word upholds the actions of the Spirit. Did you hear that?
Yes, sir.
Okay, go ahead.
Judging by the character of prophecy.
Judging by the character of prophecy.
Whom does the message reveal?
Whom does the message reveal? Now, that's a good one. Whom? See, a lot of people get in trouble when it comes to being prophets and prophesying when they draw attention to themselves.
My God.
Okay. All right now. See, you can get, it's easy to get off if you start listening to people because they'll try to make you a walking wonder. Remember, the source of all prophecy is the Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening? Jesus himself testified. I only say what my Father told me to say. Only do what I see my Father doing. So why are y'all giving me credentials and credit for doing all these miracles? When it was my daddy who was doing it. But y'all tried to make me feel big, but I knew who was doing it. It was my Father in me doing the work. And because it was my Father in me doing the work, I didn't have time to make myself of no reputation.
Yes, that's right. Yes, sir.
You got it?
Yes, sir.
He gave credit to the Father.
Mm-hmm.
The Father done all of his work in Jesus by the Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
Okay, go ahead, sir.
In the New Testament operation.
In the New Testament operation.
Of the prophetic revelation.
Of the prophetic revelation.
The recipient must learn to
the recipient must learn
to intelligently carry the message upon his heart. He has to learn to respond. Well to the nature of the message. The purpose of the prophetic word. Is restoration.
Notice that. The purpose of the prophetic word is restoration.
And the lifting up of the soul. But not to condemn it.
Did you catch that? Now that's important, isn't it? Okay, go ahead.
When we overreact to God's message, having a negative response, our emotions and frustrations, get entangled with the precious work of the Holy Spirit, and contaminate the character of the prophetic word.
The example that comes to mind with that is the woman at the well. When Jesus say, go call your husband, she say, I have none. He said, thou hast well said. You don't have none, because the one you're with now is not the one. And besides that, you had five others. Now, in the church today, if that was done through the wrong vessel, that person would have been embarrassed, never came and set foot in the church again. Jesus was not trying to impress. Jesus was ministering to her, restoring her back to her original place. Are you listening? So versus her running off, she felt the love and the compassion and say, come see a man who told me all about myself. I was happy he did it. Thank you for your enthusiasm. Go ahead.
The immaturity of our character. And our negative response. Can corrupt the nature of the prophetic word.
Do you understand that? In other words, that woman went and won a whole city on what seemed like it was a what? Negative word. Come on now, talk to me. Today you'd have been sitting out there talking about that heifer and all that stuff. No, see, first of all, your mind bad. Because the word is to bring restoration. Okay, go ahead.
In communicating God's word.
We
ought to portray and reveal the character of God. And his desires for his people.
I tell you, pay attention to Apostle Thompson. How he ministers hard things and brings restoration from principles that's been lost and hidden in a way that this generation knows nothing about. But make no mistake about it, the apostolic is in operation. Go ahead.
The contents of the prophecy.
Could be right.
But the nature and character of the prophecy. Could be Christless thus. Misrepresenting the master.
Did you catch that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Read that statement again, sir. Could be right.
But the nature and character of the could be Christless.
Thus misrepresenting. See, God can give you something and you can turn it into something else. Thank you for your enthusiasm. You trying to mess with the person and God trying to win them because you have an attitude. Okay, go ahead. God's word reveals God's character. God sends forth his word
into our hearts as seeds to the plant. His character and nature into us.
See, God is so sure about what his word do when it's planted. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
But they got an enemy out here who comes to steal immediately what's sown. That's why you got to protect your mind. Go ahead.
A good prophecy has the ability to reveal Christ. Let us not alter the nature and character of his message. Because of our overreaction and immaturity.
Now, y'all know they have to do with atmosphere, right? Because when the word is going forth, if something goes forth, like I say, but the woman at the well and there was a crowd of people there, your reaction to it can mess up the whole thing. Because of your immaturity. We see that, oh, she just got called out and dissed and all that kind of stuff. Did you ever stop to think God loved her so much? He knew the one thing that could get our attention. And if it's said in a manner, it'll draw and not, oh, that's okay. Go ahead, sir.
Judging by the test of fulfillment.
Now, you got to judge by the test of fulfillment.
Does it come to pass?
Does the prophecy come to pass?
When judging by the test of fulfillment.
When judging by the test of fulfillment.
We need to understand.
We need to understand.
The creative power of prophecy.
The creative power of prophecy.
The imparting power of prophecy. The conditional aspect.
And the conditional aspect of prophecy.
The process of prophetic fulfillment.
And the process of prophetic fulfillment.
The creative power of prophecy.
The creative power of prophecy.
Prophecy is more than just words spoken in due season.
Prophecy is more than just words spoken in due season.
God's word is a living entity.
God's word is a living entity.
Containing within itself. Divine power to accomplish itself.
The divine power to accomplish itself. That's Isaiah 55:11 all day. My word goes out and it does not come back to me empty and void. Amen. It always accomplishes that which I please. It always prospers in the thing whereunto I send it. Go ahead.
The spoken prophetic word releases that power to perform.
It releases the power to perform
what is spoken and bring about the fulfillment of its content.
That's why God told Moses, I'm gonna put words in your mouth. And when I put words in your mouth to speak to Pharaoh, it's me speaking to Pharaoh. You don't have to worry about bringing it to pass. When you speak what I tell you to speak, the creative power is in there to make it happen. Go ahead, sir.
The Hebrew word debor
means to drive forward that which is behind.
Thus the word debor
is not only something spoken,
but it drives forward to accomplish its message. Thus the term debor not only means a spoken word,
but it also means a deed.
The spoken word is an accomplished action. They are not two different functions. But they're one basic concept.
Amen.
A false prophet.
Y'all understand the one concept? Whatever God speaks, innate in what he spoke, is the ability and the power to make it happen. Are you listening? All right, go ahead, sir.
A false prophet is one whose words are counterfeit.
Empty. They are empty.
They lack the inner power.
The inner power.
For accomplishing the contents of the word.
In other words, that people are going to say some stuff over you. Are you listening?
Yes,
it has absolutely no creative power to make it happen. They got happy and said it. Okay.
That's right. Go ahead.
The prophetic utterance. Given through proven prophets. Initiates a divine process. That brings the prophetic message. Into the effect of the lives of those ministered to.
I'm a testimony. I remember putting in Apostle Thompson's hand a $10,000 check that God told me to put in his hands. And I didn't expect nothing from him, but the word of the Lord came unto him, and he called me and my wife up, and he put his hands on top of our heads, and he said, from this day forward shall people see the way you sow behind the scene. From that day to this day, Shundai. Okay, go ahead.
Imparting power in prophecy. Read 1 Timothy 4:14. Neglect not the gift that is in thee.
1 Timothy 4:14 says, neglect not the gift that is in thee.
Which was given thee by
prophecy. Notice that. neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee
by prophecy. With the laying on of hands.
With the laying on of hands.
Of the presbytery.
Of the presbytery.
2 Timothy 1:6.
Wherefore, 2 Timothy 1:6.
Wherefore I put thee in remembrance.
Wherefore, Timothy, my son, I put you in remembrance.
That thou stir up the gift of God.
That you stir up the gift of God,
which is in thee, by the putting on of my hands.
What? Amen. By the putting on of my hands. Why you don't want anybody putting their hands on you?
That's right.
Amen. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Okay, go ahead, sir.
The prophetic utterances carried with it
the creative power
that gave or channeled the gift from God.
That gave or channeled the gift of God
to Timothy.
Timothy was not just informed
about the gifting. But he received a what?
An impartation of it. That's Romans 1:11. Mm-hmm. Where Paul say, I long to see you, that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift to the end that you might be established. See, that's why you want to follow an Apostle Thompson. He's imparting all the time.
Yes, sir.
What is he imparting? Apostolic grace.
Yes,
amen. And giftings.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
The conditional aspect of prophecies. The life in a seed.
Now we're talking about the conditional aspect of prophecy. I don't want to sound like it's all one statement. Okay, go ahead.
The life in a seed does not become a tree
unless it is first planted,
watered and nurtured to grow.
And then it must be watered and it must be nurtured in order for it to grow.
Yes, sir.
You don't just plant a seed and walk off.
That's right.
Okay, go ahead.
God does not overstep human responsibility.
God does not overstep human responsibility. And y'all know in this generation, that's what people don't want. The church is one of the only organizations I've seen in my lifetime where people seem to check their mind out the door and come into church and act like they're retarded. They can follow all of the secular rules of engagement, but when they get in the church, they think it's Burger King. Have it my way. Even when you have it your way with Burger King, you can only have it your way with the Whopper. It comes with mayo, it comes with a bun, mayo, lettuce, pickles, tomato, and a patty. You can have it your way. What you mean have it your way? You don't want no tomatoes? No tomatoes. You don't want no lettuce? No lettuce. You don't want no mayo? No mayo. That's having it your way. You can't say, give me that and put two patties on there. They say, okay, upcharge. Y'all understand my vernacular? Okay, all right, go ahead.
God does not overstep human responsibility. The prophetic word
carries with it the power
to accomplish.
If unhindered.
Yet its fulfillment
may be hindered by the recipient's life. Now that's important, y'all. Because a lot of time, real men of God are accused of being what? False prophets, because what they spoke into that person's life seemed not to have yet been made what? Manifest. Okay. It's not all the time the pure word that was spoken. It could be that person ain't following the rules of engagement. Go ahead.
The quality or the measure of fulfillment
will depend upon the recipient
who receives the prophetic word. We can always receive.
Y'all better hear what I'm about to say now.
Yes,
you can always receive more than the prophecy. Y'all want to know why? Because you never prophesy the whole thing. You only know in part and prophesy in part. That's why you got to keep walking by faith.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. You never get the whole prophecy? Mm-hmm. Y'all really think you get the whole prophecy? You are greatly confused.
Yes, sir.
Because God will tell you something and never tell you what the hell you got to go through in order to get it.
That's right. That's
Okay, you thought this was, everybody was going to pat you on the back and say you're a nice little preacher. No, they're going to bite you, kick you, lie on you, everything else. And you won't know. God said, don't cry. Just go. Okay. Go ahead.
We're not limited by our prophecy.
We're not limited by our prophecy.
But it is a stepping stone for higher things.
But it is a stepping stone for what? Higher things in God. I'll tell you another thing about prophecy. The Bible say, wage a good warfare through the prophecy that was given you. You understand that? Use the prophetic word that God spoke to you. When the enemy says it's not coming to pass,
right,
you let him know. God said it.
Right.
It's a done deal.
Yes.
I'm just in a process.
Yes.
I'm not going to be going to God like it ain't happening.
That's right. Amen.
Not if it's a pure prophetic word.
Amen.
If you believe the prophet, so shall you prosper. Baby, I ain't just talking about prosperity with money. That's talking about advancement in your life. Okay, go ahead.
A prophetic word may sometimes be hindered in its fulfillment in the life of its recipient.
In its fulfillment in the life of its recipients.
Because certain conditions have not been fulfilled.
Certain instructions have not been followed.
And certain commands have not been obeyed.
Okay, I gave you. Go ahead.
How do we bring prophecy to pass?
I want to say, I kept telling you, you got to learn how to follow instructions.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Everybody want all this. This is not pie in the sky. It's very simple. Follow instructions. Every time you follow instructions that come from God, everything comes out exactly how God said.
Yes, sir.
Because inherent in what God told you to do is the fulfillment of what he said would happen. He told the prophet Elijah, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain you.
Right.
When Elijah got there, she didn't have nothing to sustain him with.
Right.
Oh, yeah, all right, okay, okay, okay.
Yes,
so did God lie?
No,
he didn't. He already knew the condition she was in.
That's right.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
But yet he commanded her to sustain him.
Mm-hmm.
Did it all work out?
Yes, sir.
Okay, we don't have time to go through that. Apostle preached that. Go ahead.
How do we bring prophecy to fulfillment? Do not limit yourself in your mind.
To just the prophecy.
Always believe God.
For more than the prophecy.
And see beyond the horizon.
Of the prophetic word.
Know that God is able to do what he says.
Do what he says.
Let faith be active and aggressive.
That's why you got to be a Numbers 23:19 man. God is not a man that he should lie. I like to tell people this. When God tells you something, he's not really telling you what he's going to do.
Amen.
When God speaks to you, he's really telling you what he's already done.
Amen.
That's why God is very, very, very accurate when he says anything. Because he knows when it comes out of his mouth, it's already fulfilled.
Yes, sir. Yes.
That's why when he told Abram, y'all remember he told Abram, you're going to have a child?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
And Abram came to God and said, well, look, Lord, you haven't given me no seed.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all don't remember that?
Yes,
Genesis 15. You have given me no seed. God was like, what you mean? When I spoke to you and told you,
yes,
you were going to have a male child,
yes,
that was already done. The process you got to go through is you, not me. My word always come to pass. If it take 25 years, so what? You are stuck in time. I live in eternity. So I know the end from the beginning. So when I tell you something, I'm telling you it's already done. Start the process. I know the end from the beginning. You got to trust me. If you knew everything, it wouldn't be faith. If you knew everything, it wouldn't be trust. Go ahead.
Keep praying along the lines of prophecy.
Saturate prophecy with prayer and with intercession. Lord, what did you mean when you told me that? Hello.
Yeah.
Well, is there any instructions I need to follow?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
Keep enlarging your thought pattern. Along with the contents of the prophecy. Ask the Holy Spirit to work
and to establish the prophecy
that is revealed into your spirit.
That is revealed into your spirit.
Develop the spirit of humility.
Develop the spirit of humility.
Do not think more highly of yourself.
Do not think more highly of yourself
than you ought to think.
Than you ought to think, because it is God who is at work in you.
Amen.
Both to will and to do all of his good pleasure. But you still got to play your part by working out your own. I know it says salvation,
yes,
but it's really soul salvation,
yes,
with fear and trembling.
Because
yes, it's your body and your soul that's not saved.
Amen.
Hello.
Yes,
salvation for the spirit man is a done deal.
Right, right.
But in order for you to get that body straight, that soul got to be saved.
Amen.
So you got to work out your own soul salvation with fear and trembling.
Yes,
and if you know, how do you do that? Romans 12, 1, 2, and 3. You know. Go ahead.
Develop it for prophetic consciousness.
Develop a prophetic consciousness
of God's destiny over your life.
Of God's destiny over your life.
My prophetic counsel.
My prophetic counsel.
There's a need for prophets to be accountable.
There's a need today for prophets to be accountable
for their prophecies.
For their prophecies.
Old Testament prophets.
Old Testament prophecies
moved in circuits.
They Old Testament prophets moved in circuits.
They went back continually.
They went back continuously
to the people they ministered to before.
To the people that they ministered to before.
This either increased their credibility.
This either increased their credibility.
Or decreased their lifespan.
Or decreased their lifespan. In other words, you ain't proven.
Wow.
We gotta cut you loose.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing you said had nothing to it.
My God.
Okay. Go ahead.
There's a need to give prophecy.
There's a need to give prophecy.
That can be fulfilled over a short period of time.
That can be fulfilled over what? Short period of time. Yeah, see, that's I love. See, when you follow apostles, you got all this weight stuff. What faith don't have weight in it at all. Now, faith is never on weight. Now, faith is now. Now, God's word is a now word. It ain't a yesterday word and a tomorrow word. It's a now word. God is the God of the present moment, now. You understand that? So live in the now and your life will be happy. Are you listening? Because faith always is working. Now, go ahead.
This increases the recipient's faith.
This increases the recipient's faith
toward prophetic utterances.
Toward prophetic utterances.
When a prophecy given reveals accurately.
When the prophecy given is revealed accurately.
What God has been doing.
What God has been doing.
And is doing.
And is doing.
In the life of the recipient.
In the life of the recipient.
It directs them to work in accordance to what God is working.
It directs. You know what it's like? Go ahead.
It directs them to work.
It directs them to work.
In accordance to what God is working.
In accordance to what God is working.
Within them.
Within them.
Judging by the confirmation of the Spirit.
Judging by the confirmation of the Holy Spirit.
Knowing an inner witness within.
Knowing a what? Inner witness within.
Judging by this means.
Judging by this means.
Is the most subjective of all the ways.
Is the most subjective of all the ways.
Of proving a prophetic word.
Of proving a prophetic word.
But it is only reliable.
But it is only reliable.
If the recipient is truly abiding and walking with him.
If the recipient is truly abiding and walking with him.
And that's it.
She'll send something out, chapters 9 and 10, next class.